Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back to yet another powerful week of putting your back against the wall and figuring out this self-funding thing. This is called Mission Accepted Media, and if this is your first time here, you are in for an incredible episode. Good choice. Good choice hitting that button today. You know, we talk to our audience often because, first of all, we say you're the best podcast audience in the world, and I don't care whatever anyone else says. We know that because you follow and you comment and you share and you do all the great things, and you let us know what you want to see and hear, which is perfect. And you know, each week I tell you what's going to happen for you with this episode. And what I'm going to tell you is that after listening to these two incredible people, you are going to level up. You are going to learn what it's like to level up, want to level up, how to level up. And that's what we're going to learn today as we are talking to, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I met both of these people. If you follow us at all, like even a little bit, you know, we go play on the playground of the Emmys and Oscars Mariana Gifting Suites. And these two beautiful people have been photographers for those events, not only for our company, but for Natsukashi Inc. with Ocean, whom you know very well on this show as well. And it's been an incredible friendship. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things that happens in the world of entrepreneurship is the unforeseen relationships that you're going to build, some of them for a little while, some of them for a lifetime. But there's a real knowingness. And I'm sure if you're an entrepreneur out there, you know the knowingness of when you get together with your tribe. And you can say 3 words and you're like, yep. We were all kind of nodding our head pre-show when Ronnie was talking a little bit about what it's really like to be an entrepreneur, which is why we call ourselves Mission Accepted, because it's not just about getting in. It's not just about making that decision. It's not, oh my gosh, I've got my plan on paper here while I'm watching Netflix at night and I've written it out and I know the name of my company. It's like the year after the year after the year after. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to pass it over to Ronnie here in 2 seconds because he's been doing this for a little while. He can tell you a little bit what's going on with him and his company and introduce his counterpart here and his new team and everything that's going on with them. And that's why we're going to talk to you about Next Level, because the beautiful unforeseen surprise for you is still coming no matter how long you've been playing this. So Ronnie and Alisa, welcome to Mission Accepted today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Super happy to be here as always and to share with all your peeps out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, why don't you tell them what I'm talking about? Why don't you introduce yourselves, share where you come from, because you both don't come from the same industry per se. You guys are doing a super cool project together right now. So maybe bring everybody up to speed a bit.
So my name is Ronnie Armas, born and raised in LA. Shout out to the Dodgers. I'm so sorry, Deb. I know. I apologize. You know, Toronto. Been in the industry for a long time as a photographer. Started out as a photographer, then went into graphic design, then went into video and film. It was kind of this natural progression of just storytelling, image making, collaboration, art, and honestly playing, right? Like you said, you know, working with great folks, like-minded visionaries, curious personalities, and folks that just want to create. So I've been doing this for, like I said, over 20 years now. And with Alisa here, we've now decided that we're going to open up a studio. We are located out in the desert here in Southern California, just east of Los Angeles in a town called San Jacinto. We just got a hold of this beautiful space. It's about 1,000 square feet. And we're really looking forward to turning it into a creative sanctuary, a creative hub for all things art, communications, collaboration, community, for everybody, really. And that's why we're here. We're really excited to share with the world.
I really love how you said that, not only community, but the sanctuary. And, you know, for people that are art-minded, which is like everyone that we know, but really, I think when you're artistically inspired, I have people ask me, oh my goodness, how do you do it? Like, how do you do it all? Because they see us doing different things, because as creatives, and I go, look at, just look at me as a creative, and businesses are my canvas, right? And I think that's the exploration. So when you talk about this sanctuary and this place where creativity will continue, that's really truly what it is. And entrepreneurship is that as well. We just talked about that a little bit unforeseen. You probably didn't know how many months ago that this partnership was going to happen. And Alicia, where do you step in on this? What's Ronnie got you talked into?
Yes. Funny you say that. I was in this mind space. I've been working for this nonprofit for over 10 years now, and I kind of hit a wall where I said, you know what, I'm not something's missing there, you know, I need to explore more. What else can I do? And so, you know, I just started to explore more, and I decided to do photography. Ronnie introduced me into that. I did it a little bit. I really loved it. And you know, you get to a point where you want to, you know, kind of grow and see what you're capable of, and thought, you know, this sounds fascinating. The people around that Ronnie is, the events that you're able to gain from the opportunities there, just a different vibe that it's inspiring. So since I've been working with Ronnie, it really has inspired me, kind of given me a different level perspective view, and I'm looking forward to what we have coming forward in this new studio that we have going on, and I'm ready for it. I'm excited. It's just a different mindset, a lot of outgoing, inspiring people out there that I love being around with, and it just motivates you to bring out a lot of creativity that a lot of people don't know they have until they put themselves out there and kind of just open up and see all these endless possibilities that are out there that you can share with and grow within as well. But so I'm looking forward to this. Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, I love the word, and we were talking about it pre-show, and I love how you put that. First of all, when you talk, you can really tell and hear that it's been a personal development journey, you know, knowing but not knowing where. And I think that's very common for a lot of people that find themselves in the world of entrepreneurship, is that they know there's something different. They're sitting at a desk, they're sitting in an office, they're, you know, on a business trip, they're flying somewhere else, they're by themselves, they're on that plane, or it's, I call it the 3 minutes before you close your eyes at night, and you're like, I kind of know there's something else. Or you wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm not as enthusiastic as I used to be. And that can be a really scary place, because all sorts of things can go off in our minds. We're like, oh, but I'm not this, or I haven't studied this, or I don't know what direction to go. And I think it's really difficult when you know you need to go somewhere, you just don't know where that is. But I think that's where a lot of trust and faith comes from, right? And I think even when you do know, and Ronnie, maybe you'll nod your head on this one, and even when you do know and you're strong and you go for it, you don't necessarily always know. Now, I'm a true believer in plans. Ronnie will know that, right? Like plans and strategies, but you have to still have this whimsical feeling and experience of manifestation, which we talked about earlier. Sometimes things manifest right before your eyes, or sometimes things come when it's supposed to, not when it's your time, when it's the time. And then the bravery and courage to activate on that. That's a whole different ballgame, right? That's a whole different ballgame. So it sounds like you've kind of gone through that process, and now here you are. And it's beautiful to hear this really robust excitement of, okay, now I'm on the other side. I may not know everything, but what I know is this is a really cool place to be. And there's that excitement, enthusiasm. Ronnie, remember those feelings?
You know what? Those feelings don't go away. They
Yeah.
really, really don't go away. It is, I love that you use the word whimsical, because what I tell folks, for me, entrepreneurship is just another art form, right? It's another blank canvas. How many entrepreneurs just have an idea? Like you said, they're in the middle of the night, they have an idea, and they want to bring it to life. They want to manifest it, right? How do you do that? And so that's every artist. That's a writer with the blank screen or the blank sheet of paper. That's the painter with the blank canvas. you've got something there, and the courage to take that first, stroke of paint, or type that first word on the keys, or with your favorite pen. It's scary, and you have to have that whimsy that you talk about. I think the wonder. So I say this a lot to folks that I work with, because I do try to work with other entrepreneurs, those are the coming up in the world, and I like to use the word wonder, right? You have to have this sense of wonder and curiosity, and then jump. And then just
Into
jump.
the
Close your
summer.
eyes and just jump. Yeah. Just jump and go into it and just see what happens. The world has us so programmed and entrenched in this idea of like change is scary, or we're programmed to just be good little laborers, or the 9 to 5 is the only safe and stable thing, that you should be doing in your life, right? And yes, that might be for some. Absolutely. I'm not dissing it. I've done it as well. But like I said, that 2, 3 o'clock in the morning itch that you can't get to, that's feels, spiritual, feels intellectual, it feels physical. And you're like, I gotta do something. I gotta do something. 'Cause here's the other kind of, a little on the dark side, maybe. But we've all got expiration dates, and we got to go after those things that are going to put a smile on our face, even if we don't make it big. I'm not trying to have yachts and private jets. I just want to have fun, have collaborations, have great people like Elisa here, who's looking to grow and explore potential, and work with you and Ocean and all the great folks that have vision and the courage to say, hey, let's try it. Let's give it a go.
Well, look, let's talk a little bit about, you've got this beautiful array. Now, I know that we have listeners and viewers. Some people are driving right now, so you just keep driving and doing your thing. But Ronnie, behind you, you have an array of different people that you've worked with. And you were sharing a little bit of that pre-show. And I'm going to invite you to do that again, because the world of entrepreneurship, I think one of the live attractions that if you hang out with people that have been doing this for a while is, I couldn't believe this happened. I couldn't believe this happened. I can't believe I met this person. I tend to ask people, what's the coolest thing or one of the coolest things that's happened since you've taken this journey that wouldn't have happened or you wouldn't have seen? I mean, for us, obviously launching the women's channel was not something that was on my, bucket list of things to do my whole life. I just didn't see it coming. But you've got some beautiful pictures behind you. Why don't you kind of share some of the things that you've been able to experience as a professional photographer?
Thank you. So I'll just preface this real quick with, I got into photography only because, as a kid, only because I didn't want to be in the picture. That was it. I hated having my photo taken. I didn't want to be in the photo. And to be in this space now where, I've gotten to work. So starting over here, this is Christina Milian, singer, pop singer, and actress. She was one of the lead actors in the latest version of Dexter. This was for a she's also an actress, but this was for a brand called American Hat Makers. Back here we have Miss Sheila E., the legendary percussionist, played with Prince, and she just won a Latin Grammy, no, a Grammy this year, and also got a lifetime achievement from the Latin Grammys. And also I must say, we designed a beautiful piece of art for her single, and when she won that Grammy, it was, talk about wow moments, right? The art we created was on the Grammy stage when she received that. So that was such a big deal. I was screenshotting like crazy on my computer, like, oh my God, grab it, right? And then right here is her father, Pete Escovedo, who is legendary Latin jazz percussionist as well. One of the original members of Santana, has played with everybody under the sun. He's just turned 90, 89, 90, and he's still gigging. He's still rocking it. Also got a lifetime achievement award from the Latin Grammys. This is Kaya Jones. She was with the Pussycat Dolls. Melody Perry, she amazing singer, and then has been on Broadway with The Lion King. And then again, Sheila E. from back in the day. So you kind of got a before and after over here. So it's crazy. Yeah. To think that it just started because I didn't want to be in a photo, and then now have your stuff out in the world, and to work with folks that are so insanely talented. I won't lie, I very often get imposter syndrome because you feel like they got talent. Well, how did I end up in this room? But there you go.
Here we are. Well, look at
Yeah.
I kind of have this little innate thing, even though the show is not going to be airing for a little bit here. I hear these questions, and I think one of the things is when people have experiences like you have just listed there, you hear people on the outside going, "How? Like, how did that happen? Like,
Yeah.
did you know somebody? Were you in the right place at the right time? Did you go after that person?" And so from an advice standpoint, not even like from a, get the courage up, but how did that unfold for you? Was it duration,
I love that question, and it's a question that I still ask,
Right
actually.
on.
I still ask that question to other folks because the ladder just keeps going, right? It's a never-ending ladder. Right, that stairway to heaven ladder, right? It's just always going. And so we always have to ask, well, how did you do that? How can I learn? How can I get there? So for me, it really was being everywhere. You have to show up. You got to network like crazy. You got to participate in the world, right? If you're home wishing for it, or even if you are out and about, like it's not just showing up to you, you got to engage. I used to have I'm actually very much an introvert, and when I had my first business in my mid-20s, and that business pulled me out of that kind of shyness. I had to speak, I had to learn how to do the elevator pitch, I had to learn how to own the room, and it was a matter of survival, right? Either I learn to do this or the business goes under and we can't pay our bills. So it was, again, matter of survival. And so just going out and mixing it up. We started with just going to your local chamber of commerce. That was it. And then there's another event. Oh, okay. There's another event for photographers. Okay, you go there. Oh, there's another event for producers of films. Oh, okay, I'll go there. Oh, there's another event. And you just got to show up. I'm old school, business cards, carry them, because yes, we use our phones, but our phones are so full of stuff. Honestly, how many folks, out there, you get something, a new contact, and it gets lost in the fray, it gets lost in the digital ether. So I love business cards. I pass them out. I try to have a beautiful card that's tactile, right? So when they feel it, they remember you. They have now a tactile trigger for when they met you. And then just the passion, right? And when you talk to folks, I would say, listen to their passion, right?
Right.
Let them express their passion. What are they passionate about? And bring that out and see how, these two passionate puzzle pieces can come together and now make a new image, a new picture, a new possibility in life, right? So it really is just about showing up, be everywhere, talk to the folks, keep it real. Right, because we can, folks can spot the fakeness a mile away. Keep it real, be honest, be humble, but be also confident and just be everywhere. That's how it's been, really, just being everywhere.
That's very cool. And Elisa, I'm going to ask you this question for you that is not been playing this entrepreneurial world as much. What would you say has been one of your motivational pieces to keep going? Because when you're in that learning curve, whatever that learning curve is, Ronnie, you talked about the learning curve of having, your back against the wall, and I'm a true believer in like all of a sudden you get more desire when you got to come home and you got some people to feed and all that kind of stuff's going on. But for you, Lisa, what was one of the motivations that kept you going when this in this new world, really?
That's a really good question, Deb. There has been a lot of motivation, but more thinking about it, it's just the connection that you get with people, and that you really think, these are just, people just like you and I. You do tend to look at people out there, like they're different, but we're all some in one way or another the same. But they're doing it. They're doing it. So then you see, well, why can't I do it? If they could do it, I can do it too, right? And that has been a very, very motivational for me, just seeing the success of people. Again, the inspiration, the passion for sure that I see. has also been a great motivation. Just and again, being there, just being themselves, and seeing and knowing, well, you know what, I don't have to be any different. I could be myself. And that's a big thing too. And that's what I've noticed around this community, as opposed to my normal 8 to 5 job, where you have to be, or a certain way, or be very limited, and sometimes not able to express yourself or do certain things. And in this community, it's more about that, and that has really motivated basically me, just seeing all of that.
I love that. I think that's something that we talk about, kind of like, I don't know, what do you want to be an entrepreneur? I remember when I was talking to her, she's like, I want to do what I want when I want, right? And I'm like, that's cool. You got to work a while till you get to do some of the big stuff. But one of the small wins, I think, is really the ability to have sense of self, right? That you bring yourself to you as an entrepreneur, you bring yourself to work, where when you're working for someone, and again, like Ronnie said, like, we've all done it and it's cool and there's nothing wrong with it, is that you do have to mold into the mission. It's not necessarily maybe your mission. You buy into the mission, but when it's entrepreneurial, and you guys know, you don't really clock out. You don't clock out because it's inspiring and it's motivating and it moves you, and it doesn't matter if that's 8 at night or 8 in the morning or what have you. So there is a different taste. I mean, we get to all be together on the Emmys and Grammys and the Oscars and Emmys floor, and you watch. And I know that the first time when we started going, I bring down a bit of a crew, right? And everyone's there like, oh my gosh, I need to study about them. I need to know about them. And within halfway through the day, right, you're like, I mean, you're right, you're with us the whole time. I mean, they're grabbing our product, they're telling their stories, they're lining up to be interviewed at the booth, and you're like, there is a equal experience. It's called the human experience. I think it happens when you're in a room full of people that are kind of same, right? I mean, we're all self-funded, and I think it gets bigger. Like, I think you can feel this allowance to be, like you said, like yourself. So look, I
Absolutely.
know we don't have a lot of time. We could chat and chat all day, but you've had this beautiful, extensive career of being a very well-known photographer. I know some of your stories of what you've been able to do and travel, and it's not just been photography. You've just had so much to play in the creative world. You're also, let's touch a little bit on your art. Let's touch a little bit on your art.
Oh, thank you. I forget about that sometimes.
That's what happens with creative. You got like, it's like an octopus, right? You're like, ooh, you got things going on, but touch a little bit about your art.
Well, so there is a sample here. So, Pete Escobedo, this image here is actually part of an art series. The series is called Our Stories Are Ancient. And it is at the moment, I think I'm about 10 portraits. And the premise, the story is about reconnecting us with our ancestry, with where we come from, right? In this day and age, with everything being so tech, digital, social media, now AI, like there's this terrible, like maybe not terrible, but there's this saturation, right? There is a saturation of technology, and it's a race. And I think it, at least for me, I get a little, it's a little exhausting sometimes. So the point of the show is to get us to slow down and to think about where we come from. So, for example, in this image, this is Peter Escobedo. And what I do for all the portraits is I draw a symbol that represents that person's particular indigenous ancestry. So, Peter Escobedo, he is of Mexican descent. And the symbol there is the Aztec calendar. And it played well in terms of also because he's a percussionist. So, this kind of theme of time, keeping time, and of course, with his ancestral heritage. And so I'll have a whole series. And so I've got representation from various parts of Mexico, Central America, Japan, Africa. And it's going to grow. It's going to grow. And so some of the folks that I'm going to be working with are Dolores Huerta. She is a world famous, honestly, activist advocate who has had a huge part in shaping and molding civil rights and labor rights. And she is an icon. And so now there's this story, an additional story I want to tell and document folks that we hear about and we know who they are based on kind of the public work they do. But this series again is about who are they as an individual, right? So when I shoot her portrait, I've already got the image drawn for her, and it's to get to know her as a person, her ancestry as a human being, and we'll interview her as well. There will be an accompanying documentary along with the show that kind of speaks to the show itself and to all the individuals that have taken part in the series. So we just had a great show at Cal State San Bernardino, had some out here in the desert, Palm Springs. And as it grows, we're looking to grow and hopefully travel California universities, museums, galleries, et cetera, to spark conversation.
That's so beautiful. I wanted you to talk about that because as people start to get into their craft and it starts to, come out in different ways, whether you're creative or whether, you're a life coach that has a book and courses and classes and a TV show and what have you, it does expand and your creativity, flows over. And sometimes that can get interesting to manage. It can get interesting to manage, and it's one of the questions that we get often, right? I tell people have a little bit under your feet before you start adding too many things. But that's one of the beauties of being able to say yes or no to our own creativity, right? To our own ability to add on to what we do, which I think is very even from a financial standpoint, a very smart, decision around diversity. And when people want to have control over their finances and the ability to make more of what they do, so.
Especially now,
Yeah, especially now, right? Especially now. We
Yeah.
talked about that, the different things in terms of technology, how they've served us and how they may cause differences or challenges in certain industries. And there's that that piece. And that is the unfolding, right? The continual unfolding of how our industries change. So I'm gonna kind of flip back over to you, Lisa, to ask you a question before we kind of wrap up a little bit. But you mean it sounds to me like this was kind of like a big risk, right? A big risk for you. And it took some decision making. Some people make it in 5 minutes. Some people are dragged into it because some their partner's like, you're coming with me, right? Your gal pal's like, we're starting this whether you want to or not. But what's been one of the most rewarding moments? It doesn't have to be the big stuff and it doesn't have to be a small stuff, but what was a conversation that went on, or a moment that you had, or something where you felt like this was worth it? This risk was worth it. Like a cool moment.
Well, I have to say, just there's been very many rewarding moments, but is personally giving more to myself. Just allowing myself to grow has been the most rewarding. I could say that because we tend to be in this comfort zone, and this has allowed me to slowly get out of that comfort zone and that, again, that space where you feel like you're maybe limited and, feel like that can't be me. I can't do that. Or, and it's all those, little thoughts in your head that, make you believe that. So rewarding has been just putting myself out there in these spaces, and that has allowed me to know more about myself, more about what I can bring out in the creative world. Has allowed me to figure out what can I do, what can I share that I didn't know, and putting myself in these different spaces has allowed me to do that. So I could say for me personally, it has rewarded me in a more personal level. So
Yeah,
yeah.
no, that's fantastic.
If
I'm
I
going to change.
may, if
Go
I may
ahead.
real quick, I
Of
want to just
course.
because she's being a little humble and a little nervous, but I gotta say that she brings an amazing energy, a very leveling, calming energy for artists out there, that are listening. We artists, we can be a little manic. We can be a little neurotic. We can be a little bit all over the map. We can be all those things. One day we're ready to take over the world, and the next day, we can't roll out of bed. At least it brings a really great leveling, calming energy that allows me to stay focused. And so I think we bring this, I bring a little bit, I think, of a bravado that says, come on, you can do it. And then she brings a little bit of that, calm down, it'll get done. You don't have to, freak out or panic, right? So it's a great synergy, kind of the yin and yang, right, to the whole thing. So I want to say thank you to her absolutely for bringing that to the table.
All right. Last question for you, Ronnie. And we're big music fans over here. We believe that music is like a master healer, and we talk about it often on the show. And I love to ask people, and it's so difficult for people, but I'm like, you can come back on the show and I'll ask you again if it makes you feel better. But I think it's really cool that there's our audience loves to like really take note of the favorite song or the song you couldn't live without, as a form of inspiration. And I know that I send mine out in the morning often. So what is a song? What is an album? What is a you're packing your suitcase, you're on your way to this desert island, and you got room for one album, and it's you and you, and we'll have a record player set up for you when you arrive there, but you're going to be there for a while. What album would it be that you took that you couldn't imagine not listening
Well, first, I'm glad you said record player. I don't want to hear streaming or
to?
MP3
No, you got to
or
bring an LP, dude.
vinyl. I'm glad you said vinyl. That's a tough one because even as you were asking that question, I was going through, okay, if it's like 90s hip hop, Tribe Called Quest, if it's classic rock,
You're
Pink
going
Floyd,
tomorrow.
right?
What?
Yeah,
What's it
see,
going to
just
be?
one. I think in terms of keeping me stable, chill, and present, I think I'd say anything from Bob Marley.
All right.
Yeah, any of his albums, anything from Bob Marley, because he's what I listen to in the mornings when I'm trying to like stay, okay, you can do this, stay chill, be present. Life is going to happen one way or the other. Just relax. And
All
so,
right.
yeah, at this point in my life, Bob Marley.
Right. Well, you're going to a desert island, so it makes sense.
Right,
So
there you
you're
go.
packing Bob
Sarah.
today. Thank you so much. Just a few minutes to the listeners. Look, this has been incredible, and it always is. So thank you so much for dialing in today. If you have something to say, like if you have something that you need to say, we've got a platform for that. If you want to be sitting where these two amazing people are, we're not difficult. There's this website, it's called Dev Drummond. You just go to the bottom of any page and there's this contact, and it literally contacts us. And if you have something to say, then come and say it. If you have a story to tell, it's time to tell it. If you need to write it out, we've got a place for you to write. If you want to, if you want to sing it out, we've had singers on our stages. So stage or summit or podcast or books, or you want to have your own TV show and it's time for you, then you know what? Just give us a call and we're happy to have that conversation, because it's really so hallmark to say it, but it really truly is. And we all could probably go back in time and go, was there a book? Was there a song? Was there something that we needed to hear in that moment? And you know what? You may not even know what that is 10 years from now, but it made a huge difference in your life and your business. So thank you, lovely people, for hanging out with us today. Thank you, listeners, for always dialing in. We're so happy to serve you. And until we meet again, I am going to say what I always say, and that's be well and stay groovy. Until next week, we'll see you then. Bye for now.